AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley.
Good morning. This hearing will come to order.
Underway now, a Senate hearing into the troubles of the TSA. In the opening minutes of the hearing, Delaware Democrat Tom Carper spoke bluntly about reports the TSA workers failed to find bogus explosives in government testing almost every time testers went through airport security.
The reported failure for detecting prohibited items at checkpoints are more than troubling. They are unacceptable.
John Roth, Homeland Security's Inspector General, says TSA inspectors have a tough job. But just moments ago, he had this warning.
TSA cannot afford to miss a single genuine threat without potentially catastrophic consequences. Yet, a terrorist only needs to get it right once.
Now to Chicago, where reporters and photographers have been gathering since dawn at the federal courthouse, where 4 hours from now, former House Speaker Dennis Hastert will appear to hear the charges against him in a banking violations case. We're told Hastert was paying millions in hush money to keep somebody quiet about allegations that he sexually molested someone decades ago. Our Michael Tarm is already at the courthouse in Chicago.
He will have to walk through the front courtroom doors, go through security, pass hordes of media. The courtroom is expected to be packed with spectators, potentially family, and media.
Employers advertised the most open jobs in April than at any time in the 15 years that the government has tracked that data, according to the Labor Department. It's a sign that this year's steady hiring will likely continue, say the experts. Amnesty International is urging Ireland to repeal its ban on abortion, saying women's lives are endangered by the ban. Critics say the group is biased. The Dow is up 12. This is AP Radio News. Women will be allowed into some sports events now in Iran. Our Charles de Ledesma on a change in the government's policy.
An Iran official has told the AP that a limited number of women will be allowed to watch Volleyball World League games in Tehran later this month, part of a government move to allow women and families to attend some male sporting events. However, women still won't be allowed into soccer, swimming and wrestling matches. The general issue has triggered worldwide attention. Last year, a British-Iranian woman was detained while trying to get into a men's volleyball match between Iran and Italy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Now to Germany, where Ingeborg Silm Rappaport, a neonatologist, a specialist in caring for newborns, wasn't allowed to complete her doctoral thesis in 1938 under the Nazis because she was part Jewish. Today, at the age of 102, she got her PhD at the University of Hamburg. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.